بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. The next chapter is on the sitting of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sahabi, he says that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the masjid in a very humble posture, sitting in a tarfasa posture. Due to his awe inspiration or inspiring personality, I began shivering. Tarfasa, what is tarfasa? Tarfasa is mentioned or described in a few different ways. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, either he said the way how we sit in tashahhud, in salah. That's one method of him sitting. The other method that normally he would sit was with one leg up. Sometimes he used to sit with his legs crossed. And sometimes he used to sit and in a very casual position, and where he had both of his legs up and he had them like this. Like this. This is tarfasa as well. So, all four postures are mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's the way how Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he said. As far as the pillow of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the next chapter is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, occasionally he used to lean. When he used to be in the gathering of Sahaba, he used to occasionally lean against a pillow, and it has also been reported that he has been lean, or he leaned against some other things as well. For example, he has leaned on a tree. Sometimes when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would sleep, he would obviously lay down. So leaning is something that is there, but unnecessarily leaning he would not do. And if it was something of importance that he had to mention, then because of the respect of that, he would not lean. Similarly, Abu Juhayfa radiallahu anhu, he says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to eat, he never used to lean. So, this also tells us about, you know, one of the etiquettes of eating, that normally if we sit on a chair, we usually lean against something and eat. And the next chapter is on the eating of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was done eating, he would lick his fingers thrice after eating. In another hadith, Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu anhu says that it was the noble habit of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to use three fingers while he used to eat, and then he used to lick them afterwards. There are many hadith on the etiquettes of eating. Just a few important points. Like I said, number one is that it's against the sunnah to lean and eat, number one. Number two, to sit on a high position. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to sit on the floor and eat. So this is amongst the sunnah. Number three, to eat with one's hands and not use utensils. And number four, to lick the fingers after done. So as far as the first one, if a person is in a position in where he cannot sit on the ground, then it's okay to sit on a table or on a chair. But unnecessarily to sit on a table and chair is against the sunnah. Similarly, as far as eating with the hands, if there are things which require utensils, for example,
rice
is something you can eat with your hands.
Pasta.
Soup. So I wouldn't imagine someone eating, you know, soup, or try to eat it with their hands, or cereal in that case. But if it's something that is solid, pasta, then or rice, then you should eat with your hands. Then rather, you know, I've seen brothers who are not so good in using the utensil, but because everyone else is using a fork and a spoon, so they're doing it. But then when they come across a piece of meat and they can't break it with their spoon, when no one's looking, they use their hand. And then right away they start using the spoon again. Just do the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just use your hands. If your hand is going to smell after, just wash them with soap. But fulfill the sunnah. But like I said, those things which require a spoon, then use a spoon for that. And as far as sitting on the ground, this is amongst the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to sit on the ground. And also at the same time, not only is it the sunnah or practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it's also good from a health perspective. Because the way how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam normally he would sit while he used to eat would be in a position in where he used to sit like this normally, without leaning, like this, the way I'm sitting with one foot down and one leg up. What would happen was, because of this leg being up, it would press against the stomach. So what would happen is that you would get full more quicker in that sense. Because if you have the leg down, the stomach is mashallah, you know, you have more space, so you can fill more. So if you follow this sunnah, then you will eat, alhamdulillah, you'll be full, you know, instead of overeating. This is subhanAllah from amongst the sunnah. But obviously to get this while sitting on a chair, you were breaking two sunnahs. Number one is that we're leaning, and number two, we're sitting up. And to show respect for the blessings of the ni'mah, or the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us for food, we should, you know, have that respect, and by showing that respect, we should follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that manner. And afterwards, to lick the fingers. This was amongst the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just a few more etiquettes. Obviously, the du'a before Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah and Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. And at the end, if a person he forgets, then Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani wa saqani wa ja'alani muslimin. These are some of the etiquettes of eating. Also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, normally he would have his head covered while he used to eat. Just the way how, you know, you were mentioning about the headgear of him coming out in public with his head covered. Normally when he used to eat, he used to have his head covered as well. So this is also from amongst the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of practicing upon these sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.